Hi, and welcome to my very first AMA. I'm very excited, and I'm so happy that I actually got questions. Anyway, let's get started. The first question is from Daniel, and... Daniel is starting us out swimmingly, asking me, what's the best orgasm you've had in the past few months? Daniel? Jeez. Well, I did say ask me anything, didn't I? Well, I don't actually know. Because... not to brag or anything, but I've had some quite amazing times recently. So yeah, it's hard to pinpoint one. But it did include toys. Some good vibrations always, you know, that's the trick. And on that note, next question, please. Oh dear. This is gonna be fun, right? Okay. Next question is from Les. And Les asks, who is your favorite GWA performer? And... I mean, I could do the, you know, the cop-out answer, saying just like, well, everyone is great, and, you know, like, not really mentioning anyone. We have a saying here in Denmark, ing nævnt, ing glemt, which means no one mentioned, no one forgotten. But, I mean, there are some that I am actually a Patreon of. And they are very good, but yeah, it's hard, you know, because like some of these performers are my friends and some are just people I really admire, and if someone I mentioned were to listen to this, it would be a little awkward, wouldn't it? So yeah, I'm gonna do the cop out thing and just say, you know, there are so many, too many to mention here. All right, next question is from Pelican, and wow. Pelican also wants to know who my favorite GWA VA is. Me. I'm my favorite. Yes. Alright. And Miller asks, if you could collab with any male VA, who would it be? Jeez. I guess in terms of collabs, well, again, there's a fuck ton. I have some friends that I would love to collab with. And, of course, there are some VAs that I admire greatly. That would be kind of a dream to collab with. But... again, yeah, I'm gonna have to say no one mentioned, no one forgotten, because there's just too many to mention. But just any, really any of my friends, really, would be kind of cool. And, of course, like, well, I could say this. Being Danish, there are some pretty cool Danish VAs that... could be kind of fun to do a collab with, just, you know, have like a thing where it's just like the listener is like for like a tourist or a foreign exchange student or something, and it's just us Danes, you know, showing them a good time. Could be kind of fun. All right, let's find the next question. Josh asked me, do you feel like you're popular on Gone Wild Audio?
Oish.
Define popular. In the grand scheme of things, I would not define myself as popular. There are many who have way more engagement, way more like collaboration offers or followers or yada yada yada, all those numbers, right? But to be quite honest, I do in the community behind the scenes, I feel very well received and very well taken care of, and I have some very amazing friends that I've gotten to know through doing this, so I'm very happy. Alright, next question. And someone says, oh, their nickname is Gabs. Okay, hi Gabs. And Gab's question is, first, I just want to say I love your job. Aw, thank you. You and your voice are amazing. Aw, making me blush. I'm really, really, really grateful for your content. really, you have no idea how happy you make me. Okay. Thank you. Well, my question is, what is the recording process like? I mean, how do you choose the subject of the audio? How do you prepare to record? Oh, this is the fun part. Okay, I love talking about this. So, what usually happens is either I've stumbled upon a script or a friend has a script and they go, hey, you know, you should do this, or this would be perfect for you, or ooh, I love the script that you're writing right now, or something like that. And I'll do that script. Or I'll have this idea in my head, like, I would be talking to some friends, or reading something, or watching a show or something. And then it's kind of the joke that we all say, oh, that should be an audio, or this could be an audio. It's like, everything can be an audio. And then I usually just like try and write out either a small script for it, or if it's like a bigger idea, I write like a full script for the audio. And then I write it out, and then when I'm ready to record, I I prepare my little recording cave that I have, like, I basically make like a blanket for it. So I more or less sit under my desk with a big blanket over me, and then like my mic and my computer. A lot of the times I will actually record live with some friends, which is always very fun. And yeah, then I just go into Audacity and then I press record and I hope everything works. So yeah, that's basically what the recording process is like. All right, question number 7 is from Jet. Hi. And Jet knows a little thing about Scandinavia. I see. Sweden, Norway, Holland, shag, marry, throw off a cliff. All right. Well, it is my patriotic duty to say that I would throw Sweden off a cliff, because Sweden, I'm sorry, Swedes. It is my patriotic duty as a Dane to lovingly banter with you. and then I would marry Norway. Whoops. I would marry Norway, because Norway always has their shit together, kinda. And then I would shag Holland, because Holland is always fun. Yeah. So I think Holland would be good for a good shag. Yeah. Alright. And you have Doug, who asks, do you ever get jealous or envious of more popular people on GWA?
I mean, from time to time, the little jealousy demon, you know, can kind of, you know, tickle you. But in those cases, it's important to just realize that none of us really cater to the exact same audience, really. And just, like, remember that I have something that makes me special that they don't do or can't do. Like, for me, it's my Danish, for instance. Like, they may be more popular or in numbers and all that. But, hey, I've got my Danish thing that I can do, and that gives me the opportunity to talk to some lovely Danish listeners and Swedish listeners, Norwegian listeners. Like, and the and you know, it makes me and my audio special in my own way. So at the end of the day, there's really nothing to be envious about or jealous about. Because just do my thing and my people will find me. Alright. Let's do the next question. From Luke. What inspired you to start making audios?
Oh.
Oh, my sweet summer child, let me tell you a tale. No. Well, first of all, I noticed that audios was a thing. Due to I like reading these fantasy books, these spicy fantasy books. Hit me up for recommendations if you want them. I like to read those, and in one of the books there is this love interest that has some pretty sexy lines, and apparently a VA had recorded some of those lines on TikTok, and I found them, and I was just like, wow, is this a thing? And then I just kind of fell through the rabbit hole of audios, and then I found Reddit and GWA, and found out that this was a bigger thing than I thought it was. And then I just thought it was really cool. Like, it was a cool idea to, you know, make this specific kind of audios and be creative in this way. And at first I had started writing out some erotic stories because, you know, we all need a certain outlet for certain feelings and wants and needs. And then I had gotten some compliments on my voice. And I thought, why the hell not? Let's try. And then it was like, yeah, there was just a lot of things that were like inspiring me to start. I got some encouragement, and I saw a Danish VA who said that there wasn't really a lot of Danish female VAs that actually used Danish in their audios. So I was like, I can do that. Here I am. And yeah, then at one point I just kind of, decided to press play and record myself while I was sick. And here we are. Alright. Here we go. Alice asks, what's your favorite dessert? Oh. Well, I have a confession to make. I have very much a sweet tooth. Like, a very big sweet tooth. And I really like sweet things. And I really like cakes. And I really like ice cream and all of that good stuff. So that, especially ice cream, that's a big one. I also really like something we do here. It's like a fruit salad, but with this like creamy, whipped creamy kind of a thing. And tastes really good. I think my absolute favorite must be Risalamang Christmas Eve, which is like a rice pudding that is that mixed with whipped cream and almonds and vanilla, and it tastes really good. And then you have cherry sauce on top, so yum. All right. Next question. Bobcat. What is the best response you've gotten to an audio? Oh. there's been some great ones. I love the ones that give feedback, or just the ones that are like very nice, you know. Like oh, what a lovely voice, or what a lovely idea, or something like that, you know. Or I really like the way you did this, that, or the other. Like, I like constructive feedback. I like constructive criticism. I like constructive praise. Because, like, you can give praise, and then you can give constructive praise. Like, praises like, you do this thing really well, so please do more of this thing. That's constructive praise. I'm rambling. I am sorry. But I think it's just, like, just like all the praisey ones, or the ones that, like, make a joke, you know? If you can make me laugh in your comment, I will love you forever, I was gonna say, but you know what I mean. that's a big thing. Like, if you can pull off a joke about the audio, then yeah, you're definitely winning in my book. But I think one of the most funny, like, ever messages I've ever received in, like, response to an audio was that if I ever made a completely Danish audio, their private parts would fly into outer space like a rocket ship. I still remember that, even though it's like quite a long time ago now that I got that comment. It's just so funny to me. And when I posted my completely Danish audio, I kind of snickered to myself. Anyway, I hope the person is okay. Alright. And next question here is from Minnie, who asks, do you have a boyfriend / girlfriend? And, nothing is I I'd probably try and dodge out of this if I actually did have a partner, to be quite honest. But I do not, at the moment, have a partner. So, nope.
And last but not least, just as I'm about to edit this, I see that I have just one last question from the Great Dane. with a, could you consider doing Ramble Fabs? Well, I did one at one point, thinking for 100 followers, I think it was. And I did not really, at the end of the day, I didn't really like having it up. Because Ramble Fabs are much more intimate, and are a different beast entirely. Because when I record an audio and when I am doing a roleplay or an improv scenario, I am putting myself in the place of someone, in the position of someone. I am, for intents and purposes, I am playing a part. I am not exactly me, and the spoiler alert, the orgasms that you hear are not exactly real. So recording a Ramble Fab is a completely different beast, because you are much more exposed, you are much more vulnerable recording a Ramble Fab. Like, that's your actual sounds. People will know what you actually sound like when you hopefully you know, achieve the big O, as it were, instead of just like, yeah, this. And really, it's a different thing completely. Like, it's much more, like I said, vulnerable and much more out of your control in a way. So yeah, at least for now, I am going to stick to just sexy scenarios. Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, maybe one day in the future, I will want to, but, yeah, it's still very vulnerable, very, yeah, personal. All right. Thank you for that last minute question. Back to the originally recorded outro. Bye. Yeah. And that is the last question. Thank you so much to everyone who gave me a question to answer for my AMA. It was amazing. And I had a lot of fun answering the questions. Yeah. And here's hopefully to 100 more followers. And I'm sorry it took so long. Bye.